USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We did what we came here to do, and so much more.
President Trump released his farewell speech Tuesday afternoon, saying he will pray for the success of the forthcoming administration. The president continues,
"We passed the largest package of tax cuts and reforms in American history. We slashed more job-killing regulations than any administration had ever done before. We fixed our broken trade deals. We also unlocked our energy resources."
12 of the 25,000 U.S. Army National Guard members are being removed from the security mission to secure Joe Biden's presidential inauguration. This done after background checks were done on all the Guard members. No plot against Biden was found. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Police in Sacramento, California, still searching for answers after a sheriff's deputy, canine, and suspect are dead following a chase.
A deputy with the Sacramento County Sheriff's Office is dead following a car chase Monday night that ended with a shooting outside the Cal Expo racetrack. Another deputy was shot and is recovering at the hospital, and a canine dog was also shot and killed.
The officer that was killed is a 6-year veteran. He leaves behind a wife and an infant child.
Sheriff Scott Jones goes on to say the incident began with an attempted traffic stop a little after 10 p.m. Pacific on Monday. After crashing his car, he refused to get out. The canine handler then deployed the dog to try to get the driver out of the car. That's when the suspect shot and killed the dog and then began firing on deputies who returned fire. The suspect, a parolee, was shot and killed. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Tonight's Mega Millions drawing prize is an estimated $865 million. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Another Central American migrant caravan is heading north towards the U.S. border. It's estimated to be between 7,000 and 8,000 people strong. The migrants leaving Honduras and hoping Joe Biden's new immigration policy will allow them into the United States. Biden is telling the group to slow down, and former acting director of ICE, Tom Homan, says,
"His words matter, and it's saying, you know, delay it. We're going to take care of you in the near future, but don't come right now. Too little, too late. The promises he has made is going to entice people to come to this country, no matter what he says now. It's already started. The criminal gangs have already figured out the transportation routes. The caravans are already loaded up and coming, and more is going to come. You're going to see a surge at the border that we've never seen before because of the words of Joe Biden."
Today's show anchor Al Roker is vaccinated against COVID-19. The weatherman saying he had to try a number of times to get an appointment.
All weekend long, I went on the New York State Health.gov website and kept logging in. I finally hit pay dirt, and so that's how I made it. But it was a constant. I kept hitting refresh on the browser and finally got in.
Roker eligible because of a Trump administration change that lowered the age to 65. He got the Pfizer shot this morning at Lenox Hill Hospital in New York. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.